And that's about it for the current version of Bathrop Spears Broadsides for December 29th, 2019. We're now going to be jumping into the December 24th, 2000 show, the night before Christmas, I guess. It was a Thursday night, way back then, 19 years ago. Remember, during this show, you can't call in, even though I invite you to call, or I did 19 years ago. You can call me with comments about it if you have any questions or nostalgic references you want made at the next current show, which is coming up on Thursday, which would be in the new year. Don't know if we're having a DIY parade or not. I can't give you any new information on that. But I'm probably going to be sniffing around December 31st. That's going to be, day after the day after tomorrow. No, it'll be the day after tomorrow. Today's the 29th, and the 31st is Tuesday. That's in front of the back lot, parking lot where the Saturn Cafe sits. And the parking lot itself is, I guess, right along Pacific Avenue. Behind the Saturn Cafe, as I mentioned before. So check it out, 5:30, if you want to see if there actually is a DIY parade. But the December 24th, 2000 flashback has lots of interesting stuff. At least I found it interesting, but again, I lived through a lot of it, so maybe it's just nostalgia for me. There's articles on the Ventura riverbed harassment way back when down there, Clinton's help for the homeless nonsense, sadness report from Santa Barbara, and a lot of stuff on the coffee clatch that happened at City Hall. That was the homeless urging then-Mayor Tim Fitzmaurice, who is again running for political office, looking to pick up the bones of the Glover council seat if Glover gets recalled in March on the same ballot. If Fitzmaurice gets a tiny plurality of the vote, something more than 10 or 15%, he will be able to win over Glover, who must get 51% to continue, which is, of course, pretty outrageous. But perhaps I'm saying that because I like Glover. I'm on the fence about the recall process, but it does seem to be in the hands of money these days, as much of the so-called electoral process is. Anyway, Fitzmaurice was mayor that year from December of 2000 to December of 2001, originally elected as part of a progressive coalition who essentially sold out the people who voted for him. But then later, years later, when he was reelected, probably because he had sold out, he became a bit more liberal again because the council had gone so far to the right that maybe his position looked liberal. I don't know. Tim is a nice guy, by the way. I run into him occasionally. We chat. Sometimes we don't. Last time I met him, as I mentioned in a prior broadcast, was on the Food Not Bombs Chow line when I was talking to someone who had recently been ticketed because of one of the laws that Fitzmaurice had helped to expand, the 14-foot sitting ban downtown, which he helped to expand from 6 feet as a forbidden zone to 14 feet as an area where you can't sit down on any part of the sidewalk at all. It may not be actually being enforced much these days, but Fitzmaurice has never repudiated the law, nor spoken about it, nor have I heard him talk about opposing the recall. I mean, it's a little hard to imagine, how he can avoid some kind of concern about his behavior because he's going to recall a much more liberal and progressive council member. He's not voting necessarily for the recall, but again, I haven't heard him oppose it. Now, maybe I just haven't been listening in the right quarters. I'll try to get more information, as you heard me try to get earlier on the show, on that situation. The coffee clatch was an attempt to get winter shelter and an end to the sleeping ban during the winter of 2000-2001. And we did this by serving coffee and pastries outside the city council offices and inviting homeless people to come and petition the mayor, talk to the mayor, talk to the city council, try to get an emergency session going, which we got a number of people who came and made that request. But the response of Tim Fitzmaurice was to engineer a lawsuit on behalf of Anna Brooks, who is still working at the city council as a secretary or office worker. I don't know what her exact position is. She took us to court, or I should say the city attorney took us to court and had us banned from the city council offices for about 6 months, after which the injunction was lifted because it was a bogus injunction and it didn't have enough adequate information anyway. But we were unable to lift it immediately and to get any kind of counter lawsuit going, though we did have volunteer attorneys who are helping us, Kate Wells and David Beauvais. Thank you both, Kate and David, for your help in those matters. They were unpaid and unappreciated largely, but they are one of the, some of the few attorneys who took cases in Santa Cruz that were really unremunerative and from defendants who others, like myself, regarded as ungrateful and demanding and so forth. So I think I'm grateful, but I am demanding. There's no question about that. You're going to get to hear also Homeless Christmas Carol, sung by yours truly. There's stories from New York and L.A. about police corruption. The Santa Cruz Progressives double-crossed the cannabis club here that Kate Wells was trying to set up. You're going to hear about that in the last council meeting of 2000. Interviews with Pamela Smith, Gary and Martha Rogers, and Scope It Out Scott Graham. You're also going to hear a bunch of church folks arguing for a larger church parking lot, but not for opening up parking lots to homeless people or expanding that or ending the sleeping ban. Nothing like that, for heaven's sake. And Portland begins its Dignity Camp, which led to Dignity Village, in the wake of a Thou Shalt Not Arrest Homeless People unless You Have Shelter decision by Judge Gallagher up north in Portland, Oregon. Interesting beginning to a camp that has now become a village, which has been going on now for 20 years, though only for a small number of people up there. And that's the December 24th, 2000 flashback coming up. Again, don't call into that number that you hear on the recording. Call into 423-4833 if you have any comments. And thank you for listening both to this and to the December 29th current show, which you've just heard. So, talk to you again when you listen to me.